Good morning. Today we're going to start going through our topic of hats, and when it would come to Shacharis, putting a tallis on one's head for davening. So it would be a tallis on one's head or a hat for Mincha Marv, or somebody who doesn't wear a tallis yet, putting a hat on for Shacharis as well. So we're going to start as follows. Where is the source for having an additional head covering in addition to a basic, for example, yarmulke, kippa, kapel, all the same, called the different ways. So where do we have this concept of having maybe even a double layer on our head, in Hebrew referred to as shnei kisuyim, two covers on the head. So we're going to go through three gemaras that can be learnt or are learnt that two head coverings are either advisable or required in certain circumstances. So we're going to start first with the gemara in Kiddushin, it's Chavtes Amud Beis. We're not going to go through the whole gemara, but on a high level, Rav Huna saw Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna was young, Rav Huna was an elderly sage, and Rav Huna says as follows, Kiata Chazia de la Pari Suja, when he came, when Rav Hamnuna came in front of Rav Huna saw that Rav Hamnuna, the younger Rav Hamnuna, did not have a sudur on his head. A sudur is a head covering. So Rav Huna says to the younger Rav Hamnuna, why do you not have a sudur on your head? So the younger Rav Hamnuna responds as follows, I am not married. In other words, the implication here is that when they got married, they will put on the sudar onto their heads. So accordingly, Rav Huna turned his back on Rav Hamnuna and says to him as follows, make sure that you don't come back to me until you get married. I want you married, and I want you with that sudar on your head. So the Sefer Mea Sharim asks an excellent question. He says, but before marriage, weren't Bachure Yisrael, the younger boys, before getting married, weren't they careful to have a head covering on? Weren't they concerned that the Shekhinah is above their heads and we need to put on a head covering to remember that the Shekhinah is above us? So he answers as follows. In fact, of course, even before marriage, the Bachurim, the younger boys, used to wear a certain type of hat. But it was only upon marriage that they would put this special sudar, which was much more decorated. It was for kavod. It was for tifaris. It was more dignified and respectful and beautiful. That was only when they became married. So in fact, the Beis Yosef himself, Rav Yosef Karu, understands this gemara. He brings this gemara and says, what's going on in this gemara? Afal pi shirosa mechusa, even though the basic head is covered, there's a basic head covering on. Derech tznuim, it's the way of those who are modest to put something additional on the head. They put a sudor or a talis onto their head. So the basic yarmulke, the basic covering is not sufficient for those who are tznuim, but something more significant, a talis or a sudor, would be put on, a shawl of some sort would be put on as well. That is source number one. Source number two, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Nun Vav on the base, that the mother of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak told him, cover your head so you will be imbued with fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on that Gemara, the Maharsha asked, what's the Chiddush that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's mother told him to cover his head? Everyone has to cover their head anyway. So he answers as follows, that the mother of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Chiddush was that she was even stricter than the norm. She said, you got to cover your head tfei, even more. So you have a more significant, kovid rosh means it's even something that's more heavy. So you would remember that, have fear of God upon you. So in fact, here again, the Beis Yosef understands this Gemara and says as follows, that there were two head coverings, Kadesh Loya Hebegiloi Rosh Mesudor Atalis, that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak should not be with his head revealed without a sudor or a talis, this more significant shawl or a talis on his head, that they would put on top of the Kisui Hatachton Shabarosh, that they would put on the basic covering on their head. They used to put an additional sudor or talis on the head. That is the second source for learning that a double covering, and the second one being more significant, was advisable or required. And the third Gemara in Brachos Samach Amud Beis, talks about the Birchos HaShachar. And we go through and we put the Birchos HaShachar in the order. When we do this, we say this bracha. And when we do this, we say this bracha. And towards the end of the Birchos HaShachar, it says, Kiparis Sudra Al Reshe. This is the Gemara. When you put a Sudra on your head, that's when you say the bracha of Oter Yisrael B'Sifara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has adorned us with splendor. So that's talking about our head covering. So Rav Avad Yosef asks the obvious question. There were a number of brachas before that. etc., etc. There's so many brachas that we say before we say the bracha. When we put on our sudar on our head, we say the bracha on the head covering. So he answers as follows in the same vein as we've seen before, that in addition to the small head covering, the kippah that we put on, that we wear at the time of sleep even, this is what Rav Avad Yosef says, hayulovshin misnefes bayom, they would in addition to that put on a mitznefetz. A mitznefetz is a more significant head covering. It's like a talis, it's like a sudor. And on the mitznefetz, on the more significant, splendid head covering, that is what Chazal instituted the bracha of Oter Yisrael Besifara. So there we have it. Three Gemaras understanding that there was not only a basic head covering, but an additional head covering, and we are not only talking about for davening purposes, we are talking about even not during davening, during the rest of the day. And Amir Tashem, we will continue tomorrow talking about Gemaras that show that we should maybe have a jacket on, in addition an outer garment, and then we will start going through, is this a requirement, is this advisable, and is this still applicable today. Have a wonderful day.